Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe, and boy oh boy, this is like a public service announcement. We've had a few on the station already, right?
Yeah.
But it's always interesting to meet these people who I feel like are on the front lines of the battlefield.
Exactly. Quite literally, right? These are the first responders. These are firefighters, which we also sometimes do on our show. But otherwise, these are actual firefighters. We are talking to a really special guy today.
That's right. His name is, of course, Muhammad Shafiq. He's a warrant officer, fire and rescue specialist, cross-trained as an emergency medical technician as well. And we're going to have to explore this in just a bit. But by the way, Warrant Officer Shafiq is a trained fire and rescue specialist emergency medical technician who has served not only as a fire biker for 3 years, but has also served as an ambulance driver for another 3 years.
And he's been a trainer at SCDF 4th Division on the topic of high performance CPR.
Yes.
And his team have performed it at actual incidents that their station has responded to. Wow.
I think it's a lot of accolades for us to fit in one page.
Yeah.
So let's have the man himself tell us a bit more. Welcome on the show, Shafiq.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Okay, Shafiq, we're very curious. What is a fire biker? Because it already sounds like an anime series.
Yeah, a fire biker is someone who is cross-trained.
Yes.
Also a firefighter and at the same time as an EMT.
Wow.
Yeah, so we respond to these three incidents, fire, rescue, and medical cases as well.
I see. Yeah. I feel like any one of those pillars, right, might be a lot to take for a regular person in terms of the stress, the emotions and all that. So how do you handle the seriousness of the cases that you have to attend to?
So when I am attached to the ambulance previously, so that's where I gain a lot of experience dealing with patients throughout all the course I went.
Right.
So when we are posted back as a fire biker, when we attend to these cases, we are already trained to be composed and give the critical medical intervention when required.
That's amazing, man. That's
so
amazing.
So have you ever received some weird reactions from people who see a fireman show up on a bike when there are medical emergencies?
Actually, when it first started, a lot of times.
Oh,
yeah, really a lot. So when I arrive at location, then I always say, ambulance. Then they say, how come a fireman come? I ask for an ambulance. Then I always tell them, we are here to also help. We are also medically trained. For example, some of them feel breathless.
Yeah.
So we have our medical equipment, diagnostic tools.
Yes.
So when we see that their SpO2 or their oxygen level is low,
right,
we have the oxygen to give to them.
Wow. And all that on a bike.
Yes.
That's crazy. Ooh. Can you tell us, you know, from a personal point of view, right, through all the cases that you've seen, what keeps you going?
Okay, my passion myself, I like to save people,
Save
people, help people. So that's where every single time when we respond to incident, I'll be very hyped up to help people at scene.
So you see, it's a natural thing. This is a real life Avenger that we have in the studio, although he doesn't need a cape. He's got something cooler. He's got a fire bike.
Exactly. That's crazy. Right? Wait. So just one question, right? So actually, why do you think that fire bikes can sometimes be even more effective than things like ambulances at like addressing medical emergencies?
Okay, because for us fire bikers, we can arrive at scene much earlier than the ambulance. So for emergency cases, those very, very critical cases, we are able to weave through traffic.
Yes.
So once we arrive, we can straight away give the initial medical intervention first.
Yeah.
After which, then when the ambulance arrives, then we are able to give the full medical support to the patient.
That's amazing, man. That's an amazing sharing as well. Thank you so much, Shafiq, for spending some time with us. And by the way, KISS fans, we want to let you know as well, 995 is for emergencies only. For a non-emergency ambulance, you can call 1777 at a fee, and you can find out more at scdf.gov.sg. Once again, thank you so much,
Shafiq,
for joining us.
Thank you.